Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz. Today we are continuing the sixth chapter of Maseches Peah, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin says, Kama sheyesh bo sasayim, standing grain that is of a volume of sasayim, that's again a measure, b'shacha, and he forgot it, eino shecha, that is not considered forgotten in that the poor can take it. Ein bo sasayim, if it doesn't have sasayim, if that's a smaller volume, avalhi ru'uyela so sasayim, but it's fit to be sasayim, afilu hishel tofach, even if it's of this inferior thin grain that we discussed earlier, ro'en oso ki'ilu hi anava shel sa'arim, we treat it like it's a full barley crop. Let's see what this means. We'll look in the Barton Neuro. Kama sheyesh bo sasayim, standing grain that has a volume of sasayim, v'shacha eino shecha, and he forgot it, it doesn't fall under the category of shecha, the alfinon shechas kama mishechas omer. Ma omer sheyesh bo sasayim eino shecha, af kama sheyesh bo sasayim eino shecha. We learn the laws of the forgotten standing grain from the forgotten sheaf. Just like a forgotten sheaf that's this big isn't considered shecha, neither is standing grain this size that's forgotten. V'shichas kama yalfinan lamikra, and we learn forgotten standing grain from a verse, tichsiv, v'shachachta omer besadeh, you forget a sheaf in the field, l'rabos shichas kama, so a sheaf in the field includes standing grain that's forgotten. Tofach, this inferior grain, min kitnis dak, it's a thin lentil, it's a thin type of legume, v'korin bo ba'aravi gilbon, and it's called gilbon in Arabic, Ubakama shel sa'orim airi, and we're dealing with a wheat harvest, shinistafu v'nasu dakos ketofach. It's a bad crop, and it came out thin like tofach. Va'filu hachi ro'en oso ki'ilu hein gasim kishar sa'orim. So we treat it as if it's a healthy, full barley crop. So the way the Barton Neuro understands it, it's not literally saying to treat other crops like barley. It's saying to treat a weak barley crop like a healthy barley crop. And when you consider it full as a regular healthy barley crop, it would be sasayim. Nevertheless, if it's a poor crop that doesn't have sasayim, it's not considered shecha. And it's not feasible to say that it means that we should literally consider this lousy lentil like it's a full barley crop. It's talking about a poor barley crop that comes out like this tofach. The Hachiyamrina Birushami Roan es Hashadufos Kiilohein Malos, that the Yerushalmi says we should treat the poor crop like a full crop. Anava shel sa'arim, a barley crop. Anava bavav, kamo anava bevez. It's a grammatical note, it's referring to the output of the barley. Mishnah Ches, Hakama Metzelas es Ha'omer v'yes hakama. Standing grain can save sheaves and other standing grain. Ha'omer, eno matzil loes ha'omer v'loes hakama. But a bound sheaf wouldn't save other sheaves or standing grain. Ezo hi kama shehi matzelas es ha'omer. What kind of standing grain saves the sheaves? Kol she'eno shicha afilo kelach echad. Anything that's not forgotten, even a single stalk. And back in the Barton Neuro. Hakama matzelas es ha'omer. Standing grain can save a sheaf. Kama shelo shicha shahaisa betzad omer shashicho. A standing grain that was not forgotten, which is standing next to a sheaf that was forgotten, matzelas es ha'omer, delo havishicha. It saves that sheaf so that it should not be considered forgotten and that the poor can take it. Dichsiv, and it quotes a pasuk, ki siksur v'shachachta omer, when you reap, or when you harvest, and you forget a sheaf. Omer shesivivo sav katsir havishicha. A sheaf whose environment, whose immediate surroundings have already been harvested, that one is shecha. V'lo omish yesiv yavasav kama, but not a sheaf whose surroundings are still standing grain. So it has to be a sheaf lying in a barren field that was already cut down. But if it's next to standing grain, the owner's coming back. He's going to get it. V'yes hakama, it also saves standing grain. Im shachach kama v'havi roshe shibalim shelo mechubarim l'kama acheres shelo shicha, that he's got the heads of ears that are not attached to other standing grain, which was not forgotten. Zos hakama shelo shacha matzelas al hakama hashrucha. This is a case of standing grain which was not forgotten, saving standing grain which was forgotten. Hamechuberes aleha v'lo havishecha. So it's attached to it and it's not considered shecha. Ha'omer eno matzil, but a sheaf that's already bound and detached, that doesn't save anything. Im haya omer shechuach, o kama shechuach, betzad omer she'eno shechuach. If forgotten sheaves or forgotten standing grain is standing next to a bound sheaf that wasn't forgotten, ein ha'omer she'eno shechuach matzil, loas ha'omer v'loas ha'kama hashruach, then the bound sheaf will not save either the standing or the bound grain that was forgotten. That is the end of Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Join us tomorrow when we will be learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud.